look, I'm looking forward to this conversation with Te Koe Tuaka. Obviously, he's been involved with a lot of different films over the years and productions. He's a wonderful advocate for Ōrero Māori. But today we're talking about a piece called The Convert, which is Lee Tamahori's new film, filmed here in Aotearoa. And it talks of a missionary, if you will, a lay preacher, played by Guy Pearce, who lands here at a time still dominated by Indigenous Māori, our people. So it's pre-1840. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Te Koe. It's always neat to have a kōrero with you. Māori ora kia koe, hoki maira.
Tēnā koe, Dale. O tira, tēnā tātou te hunga piu nono ana ki wenei tū mō mō āhuatanga, e mihi ana ki te hunga e whakarongo maina. Thank you, Dale. Thank you for having me. Yeah, The Convert.
Yeah, well, that's The Convert, but also, too, knowing all the neat mahi you've been doing out west as well, Te Koe. I was lucky enough to go to an advanced screening of the film, which is something I don't normally do, but I did this time around and enjoyed it, obviously. Very difficult to describe, make a film about, or even write about a pre-European, although this wasn't pre-European, it was pre-treaty, I guess, from somebody who worked on it. What were some of the challenges? What satisfied you most about the mahi working alongside Lee in this way? Ehoa?
I think for the biggest challenge for me is this is the first film that I have done where I have been one of the producers. This is my first producing sort of gig alongside Robin Scholes and with the support of Lee, also Troy Lum and our partners from Ahi Te Reira on our co-pro. Working alongside Lee is a masterclass in itself from an actor's perspective, but from a producer's perspective, being able to come up with solutions for the film so that, one, we are always anchored in Te Ao Māori and our thinking has to be anchored into Te Ao Māori, but it also has to remain entertaining because we're making a piece of entertainment, right, as far as the film is concerned. Then my most satisfying thing was the engagement process. So 9 times out of 10 with the majority of kaupapa that are made, that have been made here in Aotearoa with a Māori story, ka waiho te iwi Māori, hei whakaaro whakamutunga. But for The Convert, it was a very purposeful engagement process so that they were the first conversations had so that we could enter into those rohe rohenga, enter into those conversations with those mātanga so that the building of the story became more of a partnership with those relationships. There were the challenges of having to run, giving people time to digest what it is that we were wanting to make, but all in all, the support from or the hapu from Ngāti Rangi Whakahu through to Ngāti Hine, Ngāti Wai, Ngāti Manuhiri, Ngāti Whātua Ki O Rāke, Ngāti Rango, Te Kawira Wāmaki, everybody came on board with the sense of it is time to see a story like this. It is time to see something that shows Māori as the landlords, for want of a better statement, but Māori as the landlords, and seeing how those relationships built with Māori and Pākehā pre-treaty.
Tēnā koe, Guy Pearce is a seasoned actor and has fulfilled many roles. I couldn't help but note some of the sets with familiar landmarks, being a Westie myself, but for Guy Pearce, how did he read this? I could describe it as, in some ways, it didn't hold back, did it? It's got some brutal elements to it, but look, you're trying to replicate what was going on at that time when Māori were dominant here and new arrivees. What did Guy make of the storyline, the story and the production?
Well, e tino Māori tanau iru atu, if I can say that, i roto i te kaupapa. So he went, he really allowed himself to be immersed in the culture offset along with the language that helped him to unlock what it is, what it would have been like to be a colonial arriving on a whenua. From a Pākehā's perspective, was pretty brutal, but from a Māori's perspective, it's no tātou te whenua. So, a mā te whenua tātou e manaaki, the land is always there to support us. So having him understand that growth and understanding for himself as an actor allowed him to be able to sit in that constant thing of, well, this is what my thinking around, like the actor Monroe's thinking would be to try and save these people. But this period and prior to 1830, Tātou Te Iwi Māori, there's no grey area. It's really black and white. Ko te utu, te utu. You know, ko te utu, te utu. We had our own tikanga. We had our own processes. So it was really important to encourage the actors to try and move away from playing any earnestness. Tēnei mea te earnestness and performance is something that you learn. It's been learned over the years of colonization. Engari, but prior to that, it's always been a set rules. Anei te tikanga, anei ngā kawa. You know, we do this. If this happens to us, anei te utu. If this happens to us, anei te utu. He nui ngā kawa, he nui ngā tikanga o roto I tēnā whakaaro. So for me, that was one of the great things about making this, was really giving the actors and the rest of the crew, you know, to be unapologetic when it came to te ao Māori, to really go for that sense, because then it allowed all the actors who played all our colonials or the Pākehā, it really allowed them to go to those places that they knew, you know, with the setup with Epworth, the way they viewed the Māori, all of those things, it really allowed them to push that performance, which helped them balance out the Māori side of that performance as well.
Tēnā koe. Look here, I want to acknowledge then your great contribution over the years to our acting mahi Māori, but congratulations on being a producer alongside Robin as well. All the best with the film. I think it'll find a good market too offshore, because it sort of touches on areas of Māori history that will intrigue many. It's good to see Lee back in the directorial mahi. We'll leave it there for now, only because the news is coming up with Scotty. But I'm looking forward to talking with you too for E Tangata later in the week, and we'll get into more depth about this mahi. Awesome. Tēnā koe, tēnā koe.
Awesome. Tēnā koe, Dale. O tira, tēnā rā tātou.
Thanks so much. And thank you to the brother for